This is Akashvani, the news read by Navanita Adhikari. Campaigning for the first phase of the Bihar Assembly elections ended yesterday evening. Voting in this phase will be held on Thursday in 121 Assembly constituencies across 18 districts. On the last day of campaigning, top leaders from both the NDA and the Mahagathbandhan made last-ditch effort to woo the voters in support of their party candidates. The Election Commission has made elaborate security arrangements for the first phase. According to the poll panel, for the first time, one general observer will be deployed in each constituency. Webcasting will be conducted at all polling stations to closely monitor the electoral process. The district magistrates and superintendents of police have been instructed to maintain zero tolerance towards any violence. Adequate central armed police forces will also be deployed. In the second phase, 122 assembly constituencies across 20 districts will go to the polls on 11th of this month. Counting of votes will take place on 14th November. The second phase of special intensive revision of electoral rolls has commenced from yesterday in 9 states and 3 union territories. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on 7th of February next year. In Chhattisgarh, 6 people lost their lives and around 20 others were injured in a train accident near Bilaspur last evening. The incident occurred around 4 p.m. when a passenger train collided with a stationary goods train near Lal Khadan. The injured have been rushed to nearby hospitals. Talking to media, District Collector of Bilaspur Sanjay Agarwal said, "Railway, district administration and police teams are carrying out relief and rescue operations at the accident site." Meanwhile, the railways has announced ex gratia compensation of 10 lakh rupees each for the next of kin of the deceased, 5 lakh rupees for those grievously injured and 1 lakh rupee for those who sustained minor injuries. The railways has also decided to conduct a detailed inquiry into the incident through the Commissioner of Railway Safety. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya has said that India has demonstrated that a country can empower millions of its citizens by adopting digital innovation along with financial inclusion. Dr. Mandaviya said this while addressing the inaugural plenary session of the Second World Summit for Social Development in Doha, Qatar. He also highlighted countries' progress towards universal pension coverage, saying that countries' social protection coverage has surged tremendously. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India supports the Gaza peace plan and hopes that it paves the way for a durable and lasting solution. Dr. Jaishankar stated this in his opening remarks during his meeting with Israel's Foreign Minister Gideon Saar in New Delhi yesterday. He said the two countries have a strategic partnership and both nations have stood together through testing times.
We have stood together in testing times and we have created a relationship with a very high degree of trust and of reliability. Our two nations face a particular challenge from terrorism. It is essential that we work towards ensuring a global approach of zero tolerance towards terrorism in all its forms and manifestations.
The 17th meeting of Joint Working Group on Defence Cooperation between India and Israel was held in Tel Aviv yesterday. The meeting was co-chaired by Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh and Director General of Israeli Ministry of Defence, Major General Amir Baram. During the meeting, a memorandum of understanding was signed to expand the scope of bilateral defence ties between the two nations. In cricket, India's young stars Jemima Rodrigues and Deepti Sharma have made significant gains in the latest ICC Women's ODI rankings following India's historic World Cup victory, where the women in blue defeated South Africa in the final. Jemima broke into the top 10 batters for the first time. Deepti Sharma, named player of the tournament, climbed to fourth among all-rounders. The second round of FID Chess World Cup 2025 is underway in Goa with a total of 17 Indian players still in competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.